The state says it is chipping away at the thousands of backlogged and untested sexual assault kits. But officials with the Department of Public Safety stress that recent progress is partially due to one-time grant funds and that it needs more resources to keep up with higher demands for DNA testing. Today, the Department of Public Safety released its annual legislative report on its statewide inventory of rape kits. Though down from last year, the crime lab still has almost 2,600 kits from police departments all around the state that were previously unsubmitted and untested for DNA matches. One reason for that high number is that in recent years, the department centralized protocols for how sexual assault kits from police departments statewide are tested and stored long-term. Michelle Collins supervises forensic biology for the sexual assault team and says national attention on rape kit backlogs led the state to audit and overhaul its collection system.
So Alaska has started looking at that as well, and it started with a inventory statewide of how many kits do our law enforcement agencies have and why weren't they submitted.
As recently as 2017, kits would remain untested in a local police department when the victim wished to remain anonymous, or if police thought DNA would not further an investigation, or if prosecutors didn't think a case was strong enough to bring charges. Priority is generally given to cases involving serious violence or an imminent threat to the public. Collins says now the state will more uniformly collect and retain rape kits.
We want to test, even if it's not needed to prosecute that case, we still want to test that kit and determine if there's data there that may be useful in other cases.
Under a federal grant meant to reduce sexual assault kit backlogs, several hundred samples have been sent out of state for testing at a private lab. The money is also being used to study and implement best practices on how to coordinate with the state's 48 separate law enforcement agencies. But officials say without more staff and resources budgeted from the legislature, the backlog in kits will grow again. In its report, the department is asking lawmakers to add around $700,000 more for expanded forensic testing.